News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Many parents are now deep in the trenches of summer survival. Esther McCarthy, lifestyle editor, Saturday Weekend magazine columnist with the Irish Examiner, joins us now. Esther, you believe summer camps are the key to surviving.
They're the only way that I would survive with my family, to be honest with you, because kind of 2 weeks into it, we're killing each other about whose turn is it to keep them off the screens, basically. And if you're both working, the kids, you know, the teachers have very selfishly stopped minding them for you in July and August and June if you've got a teenager. So we couldn't cope without them. Like, I was, when the cool camps came out, it was like trying to get Oasis tickets. Like, you're just on.
Yeah.
And like the gag club send out, you know, it's going to be opening at 12 o'clock. So obviously we've cool camps. 1 year we actually did two cool camps because we were like, we booked them in down in West Cork as well. One of my little fellas in a surf camp at the moment.
A surf camp.
He did
surf.
Is that my Cork accent changing? What do you think I said?
I didn't know what it was. I thought it was a search camp. I've had that a few times with my kids.
You hide with search for the week.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
It could take an hour or so while I have a little sleep.
It's so hard though. Like, I am actually, even with, and like a lot of parents can't afford it. Like, we're lucky that we, you know, our only problem is finding one that the little darlings will actually go to. Now they're getting older. Like, before they'd go into anything because they didn't have a choice, you know. Art, you know, even if you can't draw a straight line, a beautiful art class there for you. But they're expensive, like.
They
but
are expensive.
It's the only way we could do it.
I couldn't manage
the summer.
I'm kind of envious of kids now because I remember doing, as like back in the dark ages, the 1970s, doing a couple of summer camps. I have to say, I absolutely hated them. It was all artwork and stuff. Whereas the idea of cool camp now, just the idea of playing football for a week would just have been heaven for me. But it didn't exist back then.
No, sure, listen, we were just get out there and come back when you're hungry. And
all I could cope with was the artwork camp, Shane. The cool things I was rubbish at. I used to like to plait bits of wool and all that kind of, and put like glitter on cardboard.
You do tend to see the gender different. Like, I have three boys, but I know we've got lots of girl cousins and they'll be up for the glitter and the gymnastics and the...
I was just crap at sport, Esther. I couldn't throw, catch, run, jump.
I believe you're crap at nothing, Ciara.
No, I'm crap at many, many things, including the glitter.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough time, lads.
Is there a danger, though, just lastly on this, that... you know, kids can do too many summer camps. Like, sometimes I do also remember at summer holidays, I mean, that idea, you know, that the Beatles songs, oh, that magic feeling, nowhere to go. Like, not having to do anything is kind of nice as a kid as well, isn't it?
That's when we were kids, but now not doing anything means being on their screens and being on Fortnite and, you know, you just trying to manage your guilt while you're on the laptop in the other room, for us anyway. There is a certain bit of, yeah, we do kind of go cycle up there to the green and have a kick around, but that's dependent on other kids being around and it's not so much the norm anymore. Our kids are overscheduled, I'll put my hands up, but I just don't know any other way to do it at the moment.
Okay, fair enough. Esther, always good to chat. Esther McCarthy there, lifestyle editor, Saturday Weekend magazine columnist with the Irish Examiner. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.